T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tommy Tucker, May 7th, the unofficial birthday of the city of New Orleans, 300 years old. History will be made with our first female mayor of New Orleans, but a lot has happened before that. And Blake Gilpin joins us right now, an assistant professor of history at Tulane. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking the time with us.
Oh, no problem.
We got about 15 minutes, and you got 300 years of history to condense, so I'd suggest, Professor, you get going.
You want me to take you through the whole thing, huh?
Yeah, you got 15 minutes, so I don't see what the issue would be.
I think the most important place to start is the relevance of New Orleans to the United States, which really comes into being with the Louisiana Purchase. But obviously, we're backdating 300 years a little bit before then for the anniversary, because we're talking about French and the Spanish and all these imperial powers that were sort of kicking around in the Americas before they before Europeans really had established like a firm place in the continent.
Well, let me ask you this, Professor, and yeah. I was kidding around before, but so it's 300 years ago, and somebody arrives at this godforsaken place at that time with mosquitoes, et cetera, et cetera. what makes them decide to stay here?
Well, that's actually one of the funny things. I was actually just in Jean Lafitte yesterday, and we go out there and you think the same thing. You're like, what in God's name would have propelled people to stay here or to come here and think, this is a good place to settle down?
This looks nice. A lot of mountains, a lot of valleys. Great.
It's really the reason why Europeans are attracted to New Orleans is really the river, and that's why the river and the ocean being the sort of things that would bring people to a specific place. That's what was attractive about New Orleans. It definitely was not the climate. It definitely was not the situation with bugs. So it was really like the reason why Jefferson pushes to buy Louisiana is because of the strategic importance of the Mississippi and its proximity to the ocean. And New Orleans just is sort of exploding across the 19th century after that. So there's a real – he wasn't wrong that this was a really important place to get a hold of. And that's sort of what other European powers had known before then.
So they establish first tents, and then they build buildings. What happens?
Yeah, that's pretty much the way any settlement in the Americas was sort of started, was sort of rudimentary, makeshift housing, and then it got a little bit more permanent. There was a lot of change when we're talking about New Orleans in its like earliest years, because of all the different imperial powers involved, all the people who were here to begin with. So we're talking about Native Americans and all these offshoots. So all those people were sort of competing for a foothold or a toehold in New Orleans.
And even with the Louisiana Purchase, it wasn't unanimous. Some people thought it was a foolish thing to do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's actually been – that debate has been sort of reignited in the last year or two because it's always sold to Americans as the greatest real estate deal in history. But what Jefferson actually paid for, what Jefferson and the U.S. government actually paid for, was the right to purchase all the land in Louisiana Purchase. They didn't actually buy the Louisiana Purchase. So, the original purchase price is around $15 million. But what ends up happening is it costs billions of dollars over the next 300 years, essentially, to actually purchase all that land from Native Americans, from other nations. It's sort of a long, convoluted process.
Now, let me tell the kids at home, pay attention to that, because that could win you some money on Jeopardy one day. Am I right, Professor?
That is totally correct.
So, Professor, how do we go from being swamps and tents and mosquitoes and Lord knows what, humidity, to becoming one of the jewel cities of the South? And then how do we get left behind Atlanta and Houston, with whom at one time, I believe, we competed, did we not?
I mean, New Orleans was really probably the most important city in the United States in the middle of the 19th century. So it's not just that we were competing with Atlanta and Houston. I think at that time, New Orleans was far more important to the national economy, to sort of the flavor and spirit of the South in basically every way.
And we had a pretty big banking industry here, did we not? Financial section?
One of the centers of Southern banking. And that was all, it's basically all because of slavery. I mean, that was really the engine that propelled New Orleans into such a prominent position in the nation. This is, the sort of the beating heart of slavery in the South was in New Orleans, largely because of the Mississippi and the sugar boom, and then later the cotton boom really made New Orleans. I mean, it was I'm pretty sure it's the third largest port in the world on the eve of the Civil War. So we're talking about an enormous and a hugely important place in the world economy at that time. It's not just sort of in the South or just in the region. It's really it's sort of fundamental to everything that was going on worldwide.
So was that different than Atlanta in terms of slave trade?
Yeah, Atlanta never was a real center of the slave trade itself. Slavery was a huge part of the economy in Georgia and Atlanta to some extent, but if New Orleans really was functioning as this sort of conduit for slave-grown crops and slaves themselves. So the number of slave auctions that were taking place in downtown New Orleans is that's stuff that historians have sort of been discussing much more length in the last decade or so, which really establishes the importance of New Orleans and how central the sort of economic activities here were to the nation, not just to the region, or is really, it was really propelling the economic engine of the United States.
So at what point is it in the 60s, the 50s, the 1950s, 1960s that we are competing with Houston, and then all of a sudden they just hit the accelerator and leave us in the dust?
Yeah, I mean, it's a long – I would say it's really the century after the Civil War that New Orleans is kind of not in a precipitous decline, but it's just the sort of decade by decade we're losing, people and, economic competition from those cities is becoming much more intense. So New Orleans is going through this very long process of – the shift is away from agriculture. So all the things that propelled New Orleans into the forefront, I mean, some of them obviously end in the Civil War because slavery ends. But also the importance of these crops to the economic fortunes of like Atlanta or Houston, that's not what's propelling those cities past us. So it's sort of a long, slow process. It's not as though we just sort of plummet into nowhere, but the size of the city plummets in terms of even just in comparison to other southern cities. The importance of the port changes very dramatically over that century, although the port of New Orleans is still really important now, but that's sort of been a comeback in the last few decades rather than a long-term historical truth.
Any final thought, Professor?
The reason why people celebrate the city is because it is the most unique city in the United States. I mean, this is historically true, and is certainly anybody who visits here understands that that's what it is now.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.
No problem.
Go Wave. Blake Gilpin, our guest, assistant professor of history at Tulane.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.